Hi, I'm your host, Arento Landry, and my name is Harry Jackson Toicherry, and welcome to another amazing episode of The Rant Nation. Yes, 2022 has been amazing so far. I mean, we've been crushing goals back to back. We've been, you know, successfully moving through the motions and, you know, defining ourselves and finding purpose at the end of the tunnel or the road. But man, for some people, yeah, but man, I've been going through the motions. Yeah, work has been super hectic, and Lagos, surviving in Lagos has been one, I think this should be not rant of a Nigerian youth, but rant of a Lagosian or rant of a Lagos youth, because man, it's crazy out here. I mean, hours in transit, workloads, deliverables increased and all of that. I don't know if all the creatives can relate to it, where I'm coming from, but it's not been easy, man. But yeah, we've been making mad peas, yeah, in it. But I can say this, for me, like, Rant of Nigerian Youth was a channel, an outlet to, you know, just talk about how I feel and express my feelings and emotions, and, you know, don't just be bogged down or, you know, put into a box or something. But man, I don't think it's been as exciting as I thought it would be, because really I had mad expectations for the year. Like, my goal, one of my major goals is actually going into e-commerce, being like the go-to guy for e-commerce and businesses launching them in Nigeria and Africa and all of that. But it's not really been the greatest, because of, you know, having to juggle everything with everything. Perfect work-life balance hasn't really been perfect, and yeah, my god, it's been a journey of, you know, shy journey. But I'm here with my heart on my hands, and it's pretty much beating, because I just took a break from sending out briefs for lunch, and I don't know who else is going through whatever is going through, because I've you know, been able to talk to a couple of my friends and colleagues at work, and people I really have lost touch with in the space of some months. People I haven't reached out to, you know, spoken to in a very long time. I mean, this holiday has been a little bit exciting, because I have, you know, stepped out of that zone. Not really a comfort zone, because believe me when I say this, I'm that guy that wants to take massive risks. I want to go out there, I want to explore, I want to, you know, do a lot of stuff. But really lately I've just been playing it safe, and, you know, boring is the new nice and new interesting. But what can I say, I am only but a pencil in the hand of the creator. And, you know, yes, we are chasing dreams. So because it's I stopped chasing money and fame and all of that, to actually trying to, you know, fulfill purpose and, you know, be intentional about executing on everything that I said I was going to execute on and all. And I'm not trying to sound like a motivational speaker or something. I just want to sound like, rather sound like the next guy in the room. That same guy stuck in traffic with you and, you know, just going through the motions and really understanding in life for what it is. That man's got to put bread on the table, yeah? You get? Like, we just got to do what we got to do and just do it really good, right? So yes, every day I wake up with that desire to do better than I did yesterday. And I know it's hard work. It's work. It's a lot of work. It's real stuff. And it's not easy being a Lagosian and, you know, trying to innovate at the end of the day. Yeah, I mean, I probably sound like a broken record with me just going all over again and telling you that, oh shoot, it's gonna be great. But greatness starts from the inside, really. Like, I'm just jiving, or rather vibing to how I'm sounding right now. It's pretty interesting and intriguing. Like, yeah. So I'm just going to tell you, man, whatever you're going through at this moment, man, we're all going through it. We're all going through the crazies. Like, we all lost somebody we love. We all need money. We all need to find, you know, peace. We all need to find what is worth doing and doing right. We all need to move to the next phase of our lives. We all need to move. We need to transcend our reality. We need to innovate. We need to build the next unicorn. We need to do more work. We need to love more. We need to let go. We need to move on. We all need to express. Boosh. But at the end of the day, man, we all need peace. Yeah, we do. Because really, love is beautiful. Family is great. Experiencing the awesomeness of the world is amazing. Learn to step out in faith and trust the process. Enjoy it, because, man, life will deal you what it will deal you. But what you see, how you feel, what you feel about everything, emotions aside, logic in the picture, you will be fine. Like I tell people, we are all in a journey of making or becoming. We're all constantly evolving, and it's life. Heartbreaks are heartbreaks. Love is love. Music, listen to good music. Eat good food, fall in love. Daily, read, travel, explore. Get a virtual reality headset and disconnect from however, whatever reality you have. Can do that. Netflix and Amazon Prime are there for you. Need more money? Read a book on how to think money. Visualize. Suck at a habit. Drop it. Wanna be better? Be better. Wanna do better? Do better. This life no hard. You just need to decide on what you want to do and how you want to do it. And do it. My name is Harry Jack Sotwechery, and I am on a journey of becoming. And I tell you this, I'm falling in love every single day, because at the end of the day, you only live once. Express and touch the people that you love the way you want to be loved. That's my motto. The world is in pains already. People are dying every day. Love, live, smell, be. We all gonna die otherwise. Heck, I'm not trying to die today. Believe me when I say this. I actually want to do a lot of stuff. Okay, right. So this is me just telling you that whatever you're going through, you're going to be fine. However you're feeling, it's only for this moment. It will pass and you will end up creating an amazing experience from the entire thing. It's going to be a memory that you're falling over when you grow old. And you can tell your kids, I conquered that. Yeah, I know. But I tell you this, success and failure is just in the narrative. So tell your story the way you want to be heard, because it is your story after all. I mean, yeah, I miss doing this. And yeah, I wouldn't say I'm back. I'm just here for this moment. I connected my equipment and I decided to record and pour my heart out. So it is Harry Jackson Toichiri on Rant of Mind Your Youth, and thank you for listening. God bless you and enjoy the rest of the year.